Cylinder 68, your host, Joe Garagiola. We're standing by to resume continuous coverage of the Kennedy funeral when the train arrives in Washington. The train bearing the body of Senator Kennedy has stopped just beyond Philadelphia's 30th Street Station to repair a faulty brake shoe. Stay with Monitor for later developments.
Now, get the year's lowest prices on Mustang Sprints, Fairlanes, and XL Fastbacks. The switch is on to Ford. And now, during Ford's big See the Light sale, prices have been reduced on the best new car buys of the year. Save on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtop. Save on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Save on specially equipped Ford XLs with V8 power, air conditioning for summertime comfort, tinted glass on all windows, and more, all at a special low package price. Check your Ford dealer's low prices on XLs, Fairlane hardtops, and exciting Mustang Sprints. This sale is on for a limited time only. See the light and save big on better ideas. The switch is on to Ford.
As the funeral train bearing the body of Senator Robert F. Kennedy moves towards Washington, the nation's capital turns out to pay their last respects to a fallen leader. For a description of the scene along the projected route of the funeral procession, we switch you now to NBC correspondent Bryson Rash outside the Justice Department in Washington. Needless to say, we are having our problems as we try to stay as close to the activity as possible. We will try once again, but right now we'll switch to some Monitor music.
Chuck Wagon Chuck nearly brought him back alive. His dinner bell caused groans of dread till he settled their hash with a case of Big Red.
Big Red, Del Monte catch a Big Red. Del Monte big catch a Big Red.
He poured it on the eggs and he poured it on the beans. He slapped it on the ribs and even on the greens. He poured it on the meatloaf, spread it on the bread. Old Chuck just painted that wagon big red.
Big red. Del Monte cat's a big red. Del Monte big cat's a big red.
Soon they was tearing off his wagon door, a banging on their plates, and a hollering more. You could hear Chuck sing as he danced a little jig. When Big Red goes over big.
Del Monte is big cat, big red.
The time now is 14 and a half minutes after the hour. Throughout the afternoon and evening, we'll have reports from Washington on the funeral ceremonies for Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Joe Garagiola here, your host on the Monitor Beacon.
James Bruce speaking. Did you know that Ford has changed the meaning of the word success? Most of us have our own definition of that word, and brother, do we all try and fit it. How does Ford fit it? With sales success. Since January 1st, Ford's LTD is 68's hottest-selling low-priced luxury car. Ford's brand new Torino, America's hottest-selling new car. Mustang, 68's hottest-selling sporty car. How does Ford do it? In this country, the company that cuts it better back it up with the goods. Ford does it with two simple words. Better ideas. For instance, when you buy a top-line Ford, you get hidden headlights at no extra cost. Nobody but Ford offers you your choice of fastbacks and hardtops in three sizes. And nobody but Ford offers a two-way wagon tailgate right across the board. The point is, value-conscious Americans are getting the point. And they're pointing to Ford. The switch is on to Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
It's a different story, and you get to tell it on WNBC New York.
This is Joe Garagiola with Monitor 68. Now, here's a Monitor household tip. When you reseal a can of paint, place a paper bag over the entire can before you tap the lid with a hammer. And then if the paint splatters, it'll be on the inside of the bag. And here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing big league pitcher Knuckles Schultz. What's your secret, Knuckles?
I keep cool. That's why I got Air Temp air conditioning in my souped-up hardtop. No hotmobile for me.
What was your biggest win?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but what was your biggest win?
To show you all the Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What do you do in the winter, Knuckles?
I install Air Temp air conditioners in Chrysler cars.
For a description of the scene along the projected route of the funeral procession, we switch you now to NBC correspondent Bryson Rash outside the Justice Department in Washington. Speak, Bryson, if you can hear me. Bryson Rash outside the Justice Department. If you hear me, that's the cue. Hello, hello.
Just a short moment ago, the memorial service in the courtyard of the Department of Justice for the late Senator Robert Kennedy concluded. It was conducted by the present Attorney General Ramsey Clark. He opened the session, which was attended by approximately 200 members of the Department of Justice staff, former and present, who had worked closely with Robert Kennedy, both when he was in the department as a criminal investigation and later as Attorney General. Ramsey Clark opened the session by saying, "There is a haunting reality here. What we see and what we feel is apparent and nothing has changed, but there is an aching emptiness." He said that these are sad hours and days, and that Robert Kennedy always stood for life, that he was always best remembered for that. He recounted a great number of the incidents that marked the career of Robert Kennedy as the Attorney General. He said this was a vital time, an exciting place to be. It was physically hard, but it was a good place to be. He discussed the Freedom Rides, the Oxford, Mississippi incident, the Birmingham incidents and organized crime. And he looked around the courtyard that is in the center of the Department of Justice building, and he said, Ethel Kennedy insisted that this courtyard be beautiful, and it is, and it will ever remain so. There were a number of other speakers. Most of them recounted amusing incidents. One of the speakers was a gentleman named Thomas Williams, who is a chauffeur for the Department of Justice and has been since 1941, and he drove Robert Kennedy as the Attorney General. He told the story that on the first day that he was called to chauffeur Mr. Kennedy, he pulled up, and there was this young man with a companion with an armload of papers and a very short coat. He said, I looked at him and asked, are you the Attorney General? And he said, yes, I am. So I opened the door, and he got into the limousine. And then I thought, he sure looks awfully young to be the Attorney General. That was the chauffeur, Mr. Williams. He said he was very capable, and he had plenty of experience by the time he left the Department of Justice. He also told the story that the Attorney General, Mr. Kennedy, used to ride in the front seat with the chauffeur. Williams was telling the story, and he said, we were both rather little people, and one time an assistant saw this great black limousine going down Constitution Avenue in Washington with the chauffeur and the little man in the front seat, and he saw Williams, the chauffeur, and said later, who are those two little boys running around in that great big black limousine? Then he told about the dog Brumas. He said the dog Brumas was given to the Attorney General and used to bring him to the Department of Justice. And actually, this great big enormous dog would sit in the back seat of the limousine, and he was bigger than both of us. At the conclusion of the ceremony in the courtyard, the memorial service for Senator Robert Kennedy, quiet, low-key, very friendly. The Attorney General invited those present, several hundred of them, to come into the great hall of the Department of Justice and there watch the funeral procession as it nears Washington, D.C., inside the Department of Justice. Bryson Rash, NBC News, reporting from the Department of Justice.
Monitor Sports, brought to you by A to Z Rental, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. Be the perfect party host. Whenever you plan your next party, whether it's an indoor get-together or an outdoor barbecue, your local A to Z Rental Center can make it a lot easier for you with fun-time, one-time party equipment. Borrow equipment to help you seat your guests, serve your guests, entertain your guests. Borrow extra folding chairs, tables, punch bowls, percolators, silverware, dishes, glasses. You just name it, and A to Z has it, and at reasonable rates. So for equipment and service for any party, from a formal banquet to an informal buffet, borrow it from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center, that is. Look under Rental Service in the yellow pages for the A to Z Rental Center nearest you. That's A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. A to Z Rental Center for whatever has to be done, for work or fun. Now, we'll take a look at Monitor Sports. Four major league games in New York, Washington, Chicago, and San Francisco were postponed today out of respect for the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. The others will be played tonight after his funeral. They include St. Louis at Cincinnati, Philadelphia at Los Angeles, and Pittsburgh at Houston for two in the National League. In the Dodger-Philadelphia game, Don Drysdale will be shooting for his seventh straight shutout and Walter Johnson's major league record of 56 consecutive scoreless innings. In the American League tonight, it'll be Cleveland at Detroit, Oakland at Baltimore, and Chicago at Boston. Now, tomorrow's schedule is still somewhat uncertain. The Major League Players Association has suggested to Baseball Commissioner William D. Eckert and the two league presidents that a day of mourning be declared for Senator Kennedy. However, the commissioner said that he will stick by his Thursday directive, and all games will be played tomorrow with an appropriate tribute to Senator Kennedy. Today, the Houston Astros threatened to boycott tomorrow's game against Pittsburgh. Earlier, Cincinnati and California players expressed a desire not to play tomorrow, but they were turned down by club officials. This day of national sadness was also marked by tragedy in the auto racing world. 33-year-old veteran Italian driver Lodovico Scarfiotti was killed when his Porsche left the road and crashed during trials for tomorrow's mountain road race near Birch Garden, Germany. In golf, England's Mike Bonalack won the British Amateur Championship for the third time with a 7-6 36-hole victory over former champ Joe Carr of Ireland, who is Bonalack's Walker Cup captain. In tennis, in an all-pro wind-up, Australia's Ken Rosewall won the French Open title with a 6-3, 6-1, 2-6, and 6-2 victory over his countryman, Rod Laver. Tomorrow, America's Nancy Ritchie will try to become the first amateur to win an Open title when she takes on British pro Ann Hayden-Jones for the women's crown. And in boxing, Nino Benvenuti said in Rome today that he might defend his world middleweight title against Don Fulmer of West Jordan, Utah. And that's the latest on Monitor Sports. And right now, this word about Super Royal Triton. When your car needs an oil change, insist on the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton is so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. This rich oil protects your engine under all driving conditions, reduces friction and wear to help give you better mileage. And the patented detergent in Super Royal Triton cleans your engine as you drive. It'll pay you to insist on the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton, from the Union Oil Company of California. We bring you sports coverage complete and comprehensive every weekend on Monitor.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew a great spin of gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Pete Jolly and the orchestra.
Ron Nevins has been in bed for 20 minutes. Listen to what's going on inside his head. Can't you handle this job?
The basement's flooded.
Don, turn it off and get to sleep. With Nitol, it's different. Laboratory tests prove Nitol dissolves twice as fast as any other leading tablet. Helps you get to sleep fast, wake up alert. Non-habit forming, too. Nitol, with a good housekeeping seal.
Tune to Monitor 68. Throughout the afternoon and evening, we'll bring you reports on the funeral observances for Senator Kennedy. We pause right now for a word from the NBC station in your area, and then we'll resume with Monitor.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
If you're looking for an answer, please try listening to me, Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WNBC Radio. We could find the answer together.
No martyr's cause has ever been stilled by an assassin's bullet. No wrongs have ever been righted.
WNBC, New York.
This is Monitor 68, continuing with our programming from Radio Central New York, with 5 minutes of music.
Faithful as good as gold.
the Mills Brothers. Next, Ronnie Aldridge and the orchestra.
Get the year's lowest prices on Mustang Sprints, Fairlanes, and XL Fastbacks. The switch is on to Ford. And now, during Ford's big See the Light sale, prices have been reduced on the best new car buys of the year. Save on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtop. Save on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Save on specially equipped Ford XLs with V8 power, air conditioning for summertime comfort, tinted glass on all windows, and more, all at a special low package price. Check your Ford dealer's low prices on XLs, Fairlane hardtops, and exciting Mustang Sprints. This sale is on for a limited time only. See the light and save big on better ideas. The switch is on to Ford.
This is Joe Garagiola, resuming Monitor 68. The train bearing the body of Senator Robert Kennedy has undergone repairs in Philadelphia and is now in Wilmington. Officials in Washington say the funeral train will arrive in the Capitol at about 8 p.m., and that's about 4 hours behind schedule. But the burial of Senator Kennedy will be carried out tonight, despite the lateness of the hour. Thank you. Al Caiola, and this is my song.
Mr. Bemis, I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. You own a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Careful of the rug I just vacuumed in here.
Sure.
Thank you.
We say Cadet is for keeps, built like the big international tractors.
Mm-hmm. Tough,
rugged. You agree?
Oh, just like Honey Bun.
Who?
My big old wife.
Oh, well, Mr. Bemis, Cadet is a year-round machine, too.
Oh, I'll say. I mow the lawn, clear leaves, work the garden, blow snow. My Cadet is great. Here in the house, it's wash the dishes, Henry, scrub that floor, Henry. But out on the lawn with my Cadet, I'm king.
Henry!
Oh, there she is now. You survey her while I run out and mow the lawn.
Oh, boy. If you want to feel like a king on your lawn, buy any new Cub Cadet, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, and get the rotary mower free. Now, this offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. Now, a Monitor news special. In London early this morning, the suspected assassin of Dr. Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray, was arrested. Ray was using a fraudulent passport issued to him under a false name in Toronto, Canada. Ironically, it was this passport which enabled him to escape to Europe that proved to be in his final downfall. For Canadian authorities checked hundreds of thousands of passport photos and then came across Ray's photo and found the name accompanying his picture was false. However, the amazing thing was how simple it was for this hunted man to obtain the passport. Monitor presents a description by Lillian Spencer of the Kennedy Travel Service in Toronto of how she got the passport for James Earl Ray, whom, of course, at the time, she did not know was a wanted fugitive.
The man appeared at my desk with two passport photographs, stated he wished to travel to London on a 21-day economy ticket. I got the flights he wished, completed his application form for passport. Canadians do not have to produce a birth certificate in order to obtain this. It went up to Ottawa, was returned to me. He picked up passport and tickets on the 2nd of May and paid in cash.
That was Lillian Spencer of a travel service in Toronto telling how she was able to get a passport for James Earl Ray. And next she was asked if there wasn't anything conspicuous about Ray since he was being hunted by police all over the world. And she replied,
nothing whatsoever. A completely nebulous character. I've said it before, and I go along with the deal yet. He completely faded into the wallpaper. And I would think, as I have heard since, that if I were in the same position, I wouldn't do anything to draw attention to myself either. You might spot somebody with red socks or a scarf tied strangely around his head or holding his pen in a different fashion than is normal. This might make something stay in your mind, but no, there was nothing.
So there you are, the story of how James Earl Ray, the suspected slayer of Dr. Martin Luther King, was able to obtain a passport to escape to Europe from North America. Now here's a Monitor household tip. If you spill wine on a white tablecloth, pour salt on the spot immediately. The cloth can be washed in the usual way at a later time, and the wine spot will come out. Another way to deal with wine stains, drink water. Here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing top salesman Harry Hoover.
Hi.
Hi. Say, what's your secret, Harry?
Well, I keep cool. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning in my car. No hotmobile for me, boy.
What was your biggest sale?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car, boy.
Harry. But what was your biggest sale?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial, boy.
Who did you say you worked for, boy, Harry?
Chrysler Air Temp, fella.
The time is 17 minutes before the hour, and we'll be bringing you continuing reports of the events connected with the funeral services of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
James Bruce speaking. You take a product and you test it every way there is to test it, and then some. Then what? Do you stop? Not on your life. You load it up with better ideas, and that's why, since January 1st, the Ford LTD is 68's hottest-selling low-priced luxury car. Ford took the 65 car that tested quieter than a Rolls-Royce and built it even quieter. Ford took the car that slammed successfully down a ski jump and built it even stronger. Is there more to LTD than quiet and strength? Look at LTD's price, headlight-to-headlight with the competition. And yet look at what LTD gives you that the competition doesn't. A strong die-cast steel grill, for one thing. Hidden headlights at no extra cost for another. What's this all add up to? Better ideas. And better ideas mean better value to you. And that, in a nutshell, is why the switch is on to Ford. To Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
WNBC, New York.
Joe Garagiola here, continuing with Monitor 68. Just a few minutes, we'll have another report from the nation's capital. Meanwhile, here's music.
And he wakes up in the morning with his head down in his eyes, and he says hi. And he stumbles to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And he reaches out, takes my hand, squeezes it, says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my mom's son. And if that's not loving me, all I've got to say, God did make the little green apples slipped away to Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as duck soup. Disneyland and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God did make the little green apples. Rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When my selfish feeling low, I think about his face and love to my mind. Sometimes he calls me up at home, knowing I'm busy, and asks if I could get away and meet him to grab a bite to eat. And I drop what I'm doing and hurry down to meet him, and I'm always late. But he sits waiting patiently and smiles when he first sees me, 'cause he's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God did make the little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as making puppy dogs and all needs and be begun. God did make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Minneapolis
the voice of Miss Patty Page. Now this from State Farm.
Hi, this is Phil Foster. You know something? I get sick and tired of people telling me I talk with a bad Brooklyn accent. Like when I say State Farm Mutual is the world's biggest car insurance company because it offers the world's best car insurance value, meaning low cost, and more than 13,500 full-time agents and claim representatives to give you fast, fair, friendly service. Now, where's the accent problem? When I say State Farm or world's biggest, maybe when I say best car insurance value or fast, fair, friendly service. Now, be honest, folks. Does that sound like a bad Brooklyn accent to you? To me, it sounds like a beautiful Brooklyn accent. Hey.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
In Washington, D.C., citizens and lawmakers await the arrival of the funeral train bearing the body of Senator Kennedy en route to its final resting place in Arlington National Cemetery. For the scene at the Union Station in the nation's capital, we switch you now to NBC News correspondent Neil Boggs.
A black army hearse, one no different from any other that is used in a burial in Arlington, stands here in the concourse of Washington's Union Station. It's parked at the end of Track 18. Normally, there would be a Penn Central passenger train on that track, but now the track stands empty. It has been cleared for the train that is en route to New York with the body of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. There's a red carpet extending from the hearse. It goes about 200 yards or so down the platform. The platform is covered, but is open on both sides. The pillars and the ceiling have been freshly painted. They're now a sort of beige in color, and the pillars have been draped with black. That fresh paint stands out in contrast to the other platforms here. They're a shabby and peeling green. Besides the hearse, there are a number of limousines, about 40 of them, lined up here in the concourse. Those are for members of the senator's family and for friends and associates of the Kennedys who are coming down from New York on the funeral train. And just outside, in a driveway leading south into Constitution Avenue, several buses, these two to be part of the cortege to Arlington National Cemetery, and of course the place where today's slow and sorrowful journey will end. The latest estimate we have here in Washington on the time the train was to arrive is 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. Whether that is an official and a firm estimate, we don't know. There seems to be a lack of information here about exactly when it will be coming in. We are told, however, that during a stop in Philadelphia, it was necessary to replace the brake shoes, a number of brake shoes on the funeral train, and this because the train was traveling so slowly going into Philadelphia that the brake shoes wore out or became otherwise defective. When the train does arrive, there'll be an honor guard. Extending along that platform, 125 men from all branches of the military service, there'll be a Navy band playing, and a contingent of Navy body bearers who will bring the casket from the train to the hearse, then the drive through the concourse out into Constitution Avenue. That's a crowd that has already gathered despite 90 degree temperatures, and on the procession through Washington to Arlington National Cemetery. A crowd of about 500 or 600 stands in the concourse just behind our position, behind the grilled gates. Some of them have been there since as early as 11 o'clock this morning. And at best, most will get only a brief side glimpse because this area is cordoned off and the security is extremely tight here. Several hundred more wait outside, and they too will get a fleeting glance. This last trip, Union Station to Arlington. This is Neil Boggs, NBC News at Union Station in Washington.
Preparations for a sorrowful reunion in Washington. NBC's continuous coverage will resume at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You're tuned to Monitor 68.
When your car engine sounds sick. Give it a treatment. DuPont Golden 7 Oil Treatment. DuPont Golden 7 restores lost power, stops excess oil burning, actually does seven things to get your car engine back in the groove.
There, Sally, what's wrong?
Oh, Mommy, I'm so sunburned.
Oh, poor darling. Mother will fix that sunburn right away. You just take this Solatone spray and spray here and here. How does your sunburn feel now?
The pain's all gone, Mommy.
Yes, when the sun burns tender flesh. Quick, stop sunburn pain with Solatone. Solatone stops sunburn pain faster, more completely than ordinary first aid. Contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with Solarcane.
When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
Marriott in the orchestra with a new one. The title, I Waited for You.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Brew like others wish they could. Miller makes it right.
When it comes to flavor, the folks at the Miller Brewing Company put it this way. Buy only the finest hops and malt, and then use every bit of know-how you've inherited over 112 years to brew it best. That's the Miller High Life story, and that's why Miller High Life is always the champagne of bottled beer.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know, Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Been tuned to Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Through the rest of our program day, Monitor will report on the progress of the Robert F. Kennedy funeral ceremonies. The funeral train of Senator Robert Kennedy is moving through Delaware and on into Maryland. It is now expected to arrive in Washington at about 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and officials there report that the burial in Arlington National Cemetery will be carried out tonight, despite the lateness of the hour. Straight ahead, NBC News on the hour.
This is NBC. Listen now as this station presents another in its dramatic series, Sounds of Our Times. Our hero approaches the moment of truth. He puts his right foot in place, raises his left foot, and... Sounds of Our Times. The sound of another shattered bathroom scale as still another overweight American mounts to determine his weight.
It doesn't have to be that way, you know.
I beg your pardon?
It doesn't have to be that way at all. People can keep their weight down, and at the same time, they reduce their risk of having a heart attack.
Isn't that what the Heart Association says?
Exactly. Overweight is one of the risk factors associated with heart attack, and reducing the weight reduces the risk.
Well, we thank you for this information, sir. But may I ask you, just what is your interest in this problem of overweight?
Self-preservation, that's my interest. I'm a bathroom scale.
I do not run for the presidency merely to oppose any man, but to propose new policies.
WNBC, New York.